letting the kids play outside when I don't know who's going to, you know, who's staying there. And I just feel like that infringes on our pursuit of happiness. And so in light of that, I ask you to deny the proposal. Thank you.
Thanks. So can you zoom in a little closer to show where
yes,
they're...
Sir.
My name is Tucker Vernig, also Samuel Vernig. That's my first name. That's our place. Scott's got highlighted there. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for being on this board. Keep it really short and sweet and to the point. Basically, this NR1, my understanding is that we get, that would be, they could build up to 3 on just the 2 acres per septic with no problem, really no further permitting except for DNR, them or whoever after them comes in. Or if they put in a wastewater treatment, they could build up to 40 nightly rentals on that property based on the zoning that they're asking for approval on. Or like I said, the people after them, not really interested in living next door to 40 nightly rentals, not even really interested in living next door to one, to be honest. It's interesting that she talks a lot about respecting and honoring our community. We've been here 3 times to hash this out, and they keep deciding it's non-compatible. So I ask that you guys just find the same decision. Do you have any questions for me about that? I can just stick to that. All right, thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
So Scott.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
That property, didn't I read somewhere just 3 could be on it, right? I understood what he just said.
Well, it shows 8 acres, but I thought it was 7.7 something. You could put 1 per 2 acres with septics. But
right.
If somehow sewer wastewater plant got there, then 1 per 8,000 square feet.
I see. So
we're just showing you density.
Yeah, right.
But with the NR, you don't need approval. You could build up
rezoning to NR. I mean, that's just NR no matter. They could do whatever.
Mm-hmm. They could live there full time or do nightly rental.
Yeah, or I mean.
But with septics, it's 1 per 2 acres.
Okay.
It's the density.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
My name is John Gloyd, and I'm the neighbor on the other side of this proposal. And I just want to go on record that I'm opposed. And that's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't think I was going to have anything to say.
But hey, things develop, right? So my name is Shane Carter, and I live up the road a little bit on Victor Church, and around the corner, not very far. I've known Tom for a long, long time, and part of his reason for wanting to escape was to get ready to prepare for death, honestly. He's an elderly gentleman, Vietnam veteran, nice man. But he did not want nightly rentals next to him. I know that without a question. That wasn't what pushed him off the place at all. But he was moving and didn't want that. Regardless, living in the neighborhood there, my concern when I got here was mostly traffic up and down, simple stuff. But the biggest thing is I'm all for advancing the kingdom of God. It's the most important thing in the world. Where you end up, heaven or hell, is the biggest deal. I'm all about that. We were involved with ministry on a regular basis with Jesus Was Homeless. We fed plenty of people outside of there for about 7 years, something like that. And I did not let those people know where my home was. It took some 3 to 5 years. We have some that are coming out of a federal penitentiary that we are friends with, maintained relationship with, their lives totally turned around. That's amazing. It's a rarity, but it does happen. So I'm all about that. But what I'm not about is having people that are coming in that they do need places to stay. I agree with her 100%. We need to fix that problem. And many times we would help find them a place to stay. My wife and I pay for people to stay different places to take care of them. We would help that happen. But we couldn't invite them into our homes because I couldn't vet them that quickly. It wasn't possible. And nor would I feel safe in the environment with leaving the house and my family in the home. And so maybe if this doesn't pass, it might be protecting them and they don't know that. But I'm not for it passing for the safety of the environment after I've actually heard that portion. I'm not really great with people coming and going all the time that aren't investing into the neighborhood that don't care. They're there to do their fun, have fun. We've all probably rented these things before. But as far as the neighborhood is concerned, and they've done this before, this is their business, that should have been vetted before they purchased. Instead of turning around and trying to make it happen afterwards. It may have worked in other communities and other places in that fashion, but there's a way to buy your properties and be looking forward instead of going in the rear of trying to make it happen. Again, my biggest concern is that you would have people that need very serious help with very serious issues. These aren't, many of them aren't. Many of us been, I picked a lot of them up back and forth from the jail over here, and I brought them back in because they had to check themselves back in. I know those people, and my heart goes out to them, but I don't actually always invite them in all the time. It takes a lot before we do that. We certainly have very little microscope. I'm talking 7 years of a lot of people, and not really necessarily for that being in the neighborhood on that fashion.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak? You want to come back up, and then do we have any questions for the applicant? We've got the process of, again, this.
Do I get to rebuttal or?
You can.
Is that okay?
Do a rebuttal. You had quite a long presentation.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it. It's good to see Shane again, and I got to see my neighbors for the first time, some of them, so that's awesome. So good points. For me, I'm very adamant on just following the Holy Spirit, so I just can do it, what I can do and where he leads me, even when it doesn't really always make sense. One of the reasons why we're here, as far as vetting before, we actually did ask the realtor to check, and he had called, and I can have him come to planning and zoning. I don't know if it was a misconnection, because, you know, when he called, he said that we'd actually were fine and didn't need, we would be able to do it. So I did ask that. That was a big one when we did buy. And so the fact that it wasn't the case, to me, it's a God thing, right? If we weren't meant to be here, we wouldn't be where we are. Whether this works in our favor or it doesn't, this process is just kind of where we're at. So that's what I would say.
Well, like I said before, ma'am, I think your heart is really in the right place. But I don't think this is the place to do this, what you want to do. And if I were in your neighbor's shoes and had a home, lifelong home there, I would be against it also. And that's but no disrespect to you. That's just my feelings on it. And I commend you on what your mission is.
I appreciate
and again, what we're doing is purely voting on a recommendation to the county commission. So on the February 20th at 9, the county commissioners will be the ones that will make the final vote on this. So do we have enough information to feel comfortable with, again, putting it on to approve the motion so it can either be voted up or down? Do we have someone that'd be willing to make that motion? Or do we need more information? And I can read what the motion would be, but I need to get someone to make the motion.
I'll make the motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion before I read the motion? So the motion is to recommend approval of application 24-006 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by, I don't want to mess that up. Can you say that name?
Kenichier.
Okay. Zeti, is that?
That's right. You got it.
For parcels located at 2404 Victor Church Road, Branson, parcel 08-3.0-06-000-000-016.002 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to NR2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. And the motion, again, is for approval of the application that's been presented. So all those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Nay. So, again, you have the opportunity to do your presentation on February 20th, right?
Yep,
9 a.m.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I gave it back to
you. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I just
learned.
Okay. I could use 5-minute break badly. Let it settle down because I kind of want to go over these amendments with you. If
okay.
We can take a break.
Yeah. Let's take a 5-minute break before we go.